Hi guys, Skip here. Another podcast of Finding Meaning. Happy Friday morning. It is the last Friday in October of the year 2020. I am standing in my bedroom in South Central Iowa. It's about 25 degrees outside, pretty chilly. And I am watching, and I have been watching now for probably a good 10 minutes, a fox in my neighbor's backyard, rooting around, digging behind their garage. Not sure what the fox is doing. It looks like maybe looking for something, food, shelter, something. And, you know, I live in a town of, you know, maybe 9,000 people in a semi-rural part of South Central Iowa. So it's not that unusual to see a fox. It's not that unusual to see coyote or deer. That's just the way it is here. It's kind of neat. But I want to talk about what this fox is teaching me as we speak here. Because as beautiful as this animal is, I can't tell if it's male or female, as beautiful as this animal is, and as wonderful as it is to live in a place where I can see this, to be privileged to watch this animal live its life for just a few minutes, what has got my attention mostly with this wild animal, this fox, is that it is in a hyper state of alertness. It's hyper alert. It has to be. It is a wild animal in a town of 9,000 people. It's a pretty small town compared to other places, but it's a pretty big town for a fox. And so every time a car goes by, every time someone honks their horn or there's a siren, or this fox is alert. Its ears are up. It's ready to run. And I've been watching this thing now for about 10 minutes, and there have been at least 20 separate times when a car has driven by that it has become so alert that it prepared to run. Now, it hasn't because no one's come close to it, but right now as we speak, it's doing it again. It's perking its ears up. It's looking around. It's deciding on if it needs to fight, if it needs to run. A lot of instinct going on, a lot of learned behavior going on in this fox, a lot of heightened senses. And for me, that serves as a powerful metaphor for what it means to be human also, because we do the same thing. I want you to think about it just for a few minutes. Think about how often we become anxious, how often we have to choose fight or flight, how often we are anticipating something that is not good. And I think that if we're honest with ourselves, under the surface of how we live, there's a lot of what this fox is going through that goes on with us. That right under the surface, right under the veneer, that we project as stability, that we are really most of the time in that heightened state of anxiety, wondering what's going to happen because we don't know the future. So what we do is we try to project a future. We try to manipulate reality to give us a certainty so we don't have to go through what this fox is going through, because as beautiful as this fox is, and I wish I could show you a picture of it, it lives in a semi-state of terror. It lives in an afraid environment. But don't we all? If we're honest with ourselves, don't we all? Because we just don't know. We don't know what the future is going to hold. We can't know. We know what our past is, and we can learn from it, hopefully. We know what the present is. My present is watching this fox and talking to you kind people. But I don't know what this day is going to bring. I don't know what may befall this world. We've got 4 days till the big election in our country. We don't know what's going to happen there. There is uncertainty. And there are two things human beings do not like. It is the unknown, uncertainty, and change. And if there are two things that life offers us, it is the unknown and change. Isn't that interesting? I was about to say, isn't that an irony? But it's not an irony, folks. It's that way for a reason. Because we refuse to take reality as it is. We have been taught falsely that we have some sort of control, and we don't. And when that becomes clear to people, when we lose someone close to us, or a relationship ends unexpectedly, or a job ends unexpectedly, or someone makes decisions that harm others, or when we think we have it figured out and it's not figured out, when we have a plan and the plan isn't coming together, we live out of the same anxiety when that stuff happens as this fox. And we learn it. It's a learned anxiety. And then what we try to do is we try to stuff it back down, and we try to put that veneer, that false reality back on top of it. And then we become shocked again when the unknown happens, when tragedy befalls, when things go awry. I think much of, and the fox just walked off. That was really cool to see. That was really inspiring to see. Much of how we live life is lived out of that uncertainty and imbalance. Because somewhere deep inside of us, folks, we all know that we, all 8 billion of us, are projecting, right? We're projecting good, bad, indifferent, love, hate. All of us are generating reality. And we know that realities that are different than ours are projecting onto us, and we're projecting onto to other realities, and so it goes. And sometimes those realities projected onto us are not well-intentioned or are indifferent. When someone chooses to drive a vehicle under the influence of something, they are putting their reality onto yours. When someone decides to not take precautions in the middle of a pandemic, they're projecting their reality onto you. When someone decides that they can beat the red light and they don't quite do it and there's an accident, they're projecting a reality onto others. And so we live in this place where there's a fear, because we know that there's a constant projection of reality. And if you follow this podcast, you know that I'm firmly convinced that those are, 90% of those realities are false. To believe that you have the right to drive while under the influence of something that endangers other people is a false reality. It's a false notion of truth. Forgive my tongue won't work. It's pretty early. But the fox is back. But that's really what we're in the midst of. That's how we're raised. That's what we're doing. We're in a reality where people's inability to live out of authenticity, their inability to care for the others, is projected onto the reality that we're in. Let me give you an example, and it's probably an example. If you're a parent, you're going to understand this example. I took my kids, I have three boys, and I took them up to the football field. I have an adult son who will be 19 here pretty soon. I have a 15-year-old, and I have a 12-year-old. And it was freezing cold, but we went up to the high school football field to play catch yesterday. And we were there for 20 minutes. It was like 37, 38, 39 degrees, something like that. I mean, really, really chilly. And we got cold, and I said, well, let's go. And the youngest, God bless his heart, was not ready to go. And because of that, he kind of threw a fit. Now, he got in trouble, you know. I've been parenting kids a long time. He got in trouble. But it really prompted me to think about how when we don't get our way, whether we're 12 or 112, how when we don't get our way, we will affect other people's reality. Or when we want something, how we, through our energy, through our mood, through our attitude, through our anger, through our disappointment, through our fear, manipulate other people. And if it's not intentional manipulation, there certainly is unintentional manipulation going on. Watching this fox playing catch with my kids has reminded me once again that we humans do indeed create a reality. And the question really for me is, what is that reality made out of? Is it made out of something that accepts what is, or is it false? The reality we make, is it made out of a sense that we deserve everything, or we should have our way no matter what, or we're the most important thing? Or does the reality that we are creating or want to create, really, is it a reality based in compassion and generosity and love? And I'm just making a simple claim here that the only thing that is really real is that love, is that compassion, is that generosity. Everything else besides that is created by us and created falsely by us. And by now, if you've heard these podcasts, you know the theory that it's created falsely because we never learned from a society that never learned how to be loving, how to be kind. And that's really what I'm seeing is that, you know, we we are in the process of learning how to be that. But we have to know as the process continues, as we live our lives, we have to understand that we live like this fox. We live like my youngest son, God bless his heart, that we are afraid. We are constantly terrified of the future. And when the future doesn't go our way, we do things that affect other people, that affect us, that are negative. And so my hope here, folks, is that we pay attention to those things in life that remind us. I'm not sure you live where a fox, you can see a fox. I'm not sure you have a 12-year-old kid who throws a fit when he has to leave the football field. But my guess is you have things in your life that can remind you. The question really, I think, for me is, do we want to be reminded? You know, the thing about what I'm talking about in finding meaning is that it really rips, pardon my sort of language here, but it kind of rips the scab off of life, is that it really exposes to us the uncertainty that drives us to create a reality where we think there's certainty. Folks, there's no certainty. There's only this moment and the love you express in it. From that can form a better future, but there's no guarantees of anything. And that is a terrifying message for people. That's why we create religions. That's why we create clubs and societies. We want to ensure that our beliefs will happen. Just like my youngest son wanted to stay at the football field, he tried to, in his own 12-year-old way, tried to make a reality that suited him. The fox, however, I think knows a little bit more. The fox knows that there's some uncertainty here. But here's the difference. We can, if we choose, create a reality, but it has to be based in the real. It has to be based in love. It has to be based in kindness. It has to be based in the things that help others first. It can't be based in fear. It can't be based in a constant state of fear. That's where addictions come from. That's where bad religion comes from. That's where self-destruction comes from. We can generate a reality in our world. I'm convinced of this, that is based in real compassion, real kindness, real love, real hope. And it's not going to mean that it's perfect, or that if we do this, our life is going to be perfect, but it's going to mean we're going to be okay, because we're going to find who we really are. We're going to find our own authenticity. We're going to find our own meaning and our own purpose from that place. And if I can do that, and you can do that, and your neighbor might be able to do that, or a person who's listening in India or Ireland can do that, at least it's something, folks. At least it offers the world something. So I want to conclude. I want to thank Mr. Fox for his inspiration. I want to thank my 12-year-old for reminding me that I'm still a parent, and that, you know, we're all kind of like that, aren't we? That we're going to blow stuff up when we don't get our way, and we're going to live in fear. We have a choice. That choice takes work. May you make the choice that leads to kindness, and I hope that you say the same for me. We will talk to you later, my friends. Thank you.